If you're new to the Taking a Walk podcast, welcome to our sampler. It's a way to get a flavor of some of the guests Buzz takes a walk with. Media sampler.
During the early days of the pandemic, when there was no games, no shows, and showing a lot of the, of course, The Last Dance everybody watched.
Dan Shaughnessy.
Locally, they were showing Celtics classics of the 80s, and I kept seeing my young self sitting at the press table. Back in the days of the lowly media, I was allowed to sit right down next to the bench because they weren't selling those for thousands of dollars. They hadn't figured it out yet. And we were still essential to what the enterprise was. So when I was doing it, I was head down and being a tough guy and reporting and breaking stories and not caring about who liked me or didn't. And it created some tensions, and it wasn't as much fun.
Lee Abrams.
Where do you see the state of media today?
Well, generally speaking, I think there's a, it's very corporate, and, that's not necessarily bad, but it does come at the expense of extreme creative. I think particularly in radio and television news, which are, of course, two areas I'm really interested in, there's just a tendency to be working off a playbook that's 30 and 40 years old at a time when we're going through massive cultural, social, and technological change.
Jimmy Coppersmith.
First week on the job, I was wandering around introducing myself, and I went up to an agency, and a woman said to me, "I'm so glad you're here. I've got an order for you." And I said, "Mrs. Rader," that was her name, Rhoda Rader. I said, I don't know even how to take an order. I said, I'm new. She said, "Don't worry, I'll fill it out for you." She filled it out for me. It was $5,000 a week for 13 weeks. Brought it back to the station. The general manager's name was Larry Freyberg. His secretary said, "Mr. Freyberg wants to see you." And I thought, oh my God, I'm going to get fired. I walked in his office and he said, "Jim," he said, "this is quite unusual to get an order of this size the first week." He said, "Tell me, what was the genesis of that sale?" And I said, "Mr. Freyberg, let me be honest with you. I was wandering around K Street. Mrs. Rader threw it out the window and it hit me on the head." And he came out from behind his desk. He gave me a kiss and he said, "You're going to be great."
Richie Balzba.
And it's interesting. You had asked a question a little while ago about doing something bigger and better. Well, the KISS concert became that bigger and better thing, and nobody could ever equal it because it was our thing. These record companies and the artists weren't going to do it for another radio station. We created it. We did it for the Genesis Funds. There was a charity, and they became a part of it. So groups actually would call me, managers, and say, "Can we play the KISS concert?" Which was bizarre. I mean, one notable was Eddie Money. He came up here himself and he went to Berkeley and put together a band to play. And, it just was one of those kind of things. But that's what became bigger and better. So during the couple months up to the KISS concert, and then I created the Jingle Ball to do it another time. But what really worked was that nobody could compete with that. You could give away whatever you wanted to. Nobody, you couldn't get tickets for the KISS concert.
Mark Chernoff.
Well, this is Central Park. For many years, it was the home of the Schaefer Music Festival. And, great acts would play here. There's been great concerts here, whether it's been, Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel, Simon Garfunkel together, Simon. Just, I can't even begin to tell you how many great acts on the Great Lawn have been out here. There's the famous skating rink that's out here. The New York City Marathon ends in Central Park. It's just an amazing place to be. You think of New York City as just apartment buildings, businesses, stores, and then you come to this great park that goes from 59th Street to 125th Street. It cuts off the east side of Manhattan and the west side of Manhattan. There are some transverses for cars to drive through. But on a beautiful day like today, what more could you ask for than to be walking around in Central Park? An absolutely amazing place.
Greg Hill.
So when did you first get the bug and realize that this was going to be a career?
Well, I grew up listening to Larry Glick. I loved radio. I listened to WBCN. I was really into music. We had a room off my house in Stowe where I grew up, like an old garage room, essentially. And I went out, I had paper route, bought myself two turntables, and I would go out and buy, I went to the the Woolworths, which was in Maynard, every week, and bought the top 20 45s, and I would go every day after school and legitimately do a radio show in that room, which no one was listening to. And, you know, as I, at times during my career, there were only two or three more people listening than were listening in the garage. So
find all episodes at takingawalk.com.